down, down, and the flames went higher. That burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Good evening. Glad to see you. How you doing? I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. How are you? I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. When I know I had it coming, I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. Well, good evening and welcome to our part of the show. It's good to be with you, Cumberland. I know you enjoy Mary Chafin Carpenter. I did. I think she's terrific. And good to be on the show with her. We're going to have June and the Carter family out a little bit later on. We're going to do some gospel songs together. John Carter's going to rejoin me for one, but right now I got a lot of requests to answer. I've been singing some of these songs for 35 years, but if you enjoy hearing them, they're like brand new to me. I'm just glad we could be here with you in this great place, in this great state. I like to sing this song for myself, too, because it makes me reflect back over where I've been singing these words, you know, and that's important for me to do so I don't lose track of where I'm trying to go in my life. Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair, stumbled down the stairs to meet today. I smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched the small boy cussing at a can he'd been kicking. I crossed the empty streets, caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. There ain't nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound of a sleeping city sidewalk, Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school, listen to the songs that they were singing. I headed down the road, somewhere far away, a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dream of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. There ain't nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound of a sleeping city sidewalk, Sunday morning coming down. People ask me where I got the ideas for some of the songs I wrote, well, they come different ways. Like, I was getting my shoes shined at a shoe shine stand in Memphis, and an old man was shining my shoes, was going real slow. And I said, you know, you don't do a lot of popping with that rag, do you? And he said, that's the trouble with the world today. There's too much popping and not enough shining. Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones, put taps on your toes and get gone, get rhythm. When you get the blues, little shoeshine boy never gets low down. He's got the dirtiest job in town, bending low at the people's feet on a windy corner of the dirty street. Well, I asked him how to shine my shoes, how to keep from getting the blues. Grinned as he raised his little head, he popped a shoe shine rag, and then he said, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, it only cost a dime just a nickel a shoe. There's $1 million worth of good for you, get rhythm. When you get the blues. Shoeshine boy, and I thought I was gonna jump with joy. Slapped on a shoe polish left and right. He took his shoeshine rag and he held it tight. He stopped once to wipe the sweat away. I said, you mighty little boy to be a working that way. Said, I like it with a big white grin. And he kept on the popping and he said again, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, it only cost a dime just a nickel a shoe. There's $1 million worth of good for you. Get rhythm when you get the blues. Lord, she's restless like cotton candy clouds that sail the day, slow and free, and she possesses a mind that can't resign itself to stay for long with me. Though I've tried and tried to keep her tied and satisfied until she really needs me. But when that certain look comes on her face, I can't replace it, and she leaves me. She's a butterfly in mid-July and just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. Yes, she will. Yes, she will. She'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. I know she needs me about as much as I need someone else, which I don't. And if need be, I swear someday I'll up and leave myself, which I won't. But even if she loved another man, I'd understand it more than I do. Still, I know the only reason that she ever has for leaving is she wants to. She's a butterfly in mid-July and just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. Yes, she will. Yes, she will. She'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. The Double Eagle, Carrie Marks. Marks and Earl Ball under the Double Eagle. Just tonight I met your governor of this great state, Governor William Schaefer, and I want to thank you for the nice welcome, Governor, and I'd like to dedicate this to you. Come along and ride this train. Come along and ride this train. Across the mountains, prairies, reservations, rivers, levees, plains. Come along and ride this train. Ride this train to Mississippi County, Arkansas. That's my country there. And you see that old levee there by the Mississippi River? It's built to hold back the floodwaters of Old Man River when he gets on a rampage. And he gets on a rampage like that winter night when I was a little bitty boy. It had been raining day and night for about 3 weeks, and all the old folks kept saying, if the rain keeps falling, it's going to bust that levee. And it's going to come right over our land. And where was that little boy that stuck his finger in the dike in Holland that time when we really needed him, right? The levee broke, and the water covered the black land of Mississippi County, Arkansas, and come right up to our doorstep. And I woke up the next morning, how high is the water, Mama?
2 feet high and rising.
How high is the water, Papa?
She said it's 2 feet high and rising. We can make it to the road in a homemade boat. That's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising.
How high is the water, Mama?
3 feet high and rising.
How high is the water, Papa?
She said it's 3 feet high and rising.
Well, the hives are gone. I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past the knees, 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama?
4 feet high and rising.
How high is the water, Papa?
She said it's 4 feet high and rising.
Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain.
4 feet high and rising. high is the water, mama? 5 feet high and rising. How high is the water, papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, the rails are washed out north of town. Gotta head for higher ground. Can't come back till the water goes down. 5 feet high and rising. Well, it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, I was always taught that if your ways are committed to the Lord, that every time adversity and trouble that you have that comes along, if you look for it, God's sending you a blessing along with it. I couldn't see a blessing in that flood that run us out of our home for about 2 weeks and made us go to the hills. When we came back, it was there. The water was gone, and what it did, it brought in about 8 inches of rich black river dirt that covered our land. And the next spring, my daddy planted the cotton, and it never grew so tall before in our life. I got cotton in the bottom land. It's up and growing, and I got a good stand. My good wife and them kids of mine are gonna get new shoes come picking time. Get new shoes come picking time. Every night when I go to bed, I thank the Lord that my kids are fed. They live on beans 8 days and nine. But I'll get them fat come picking time. Get them fat come picking time. Hard to see by the coal oil light, and I turn it off pretty early at night. A jug of coal oil cost a dime. But I'll set up late come picking time. Set up late come picking time. The corn is yellow and the beans are high. Sun is hot in the summer sky. The work is hard till laying by. Laying by till picking time. Laying by till picking time. Last Sunday morning when they passed the hat, it was almost empty back where I sat. But the preacher smiled and he said, that's fine. The Lord will wait till picking time. The Lord will wait till picking time. That was a good year, all right, but some years the crops failed, and when they failed 2 or 3 years in a row, the poor farmers, like we were, had to do something else. And we finally wound up selling the place because Daddy found himself busted. My bills are all due, and the babies need shoes, but I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter a pound, and I'm busted. I got a cow that went dry and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that get bigger each day. The county will haul my belongings away. I'm busted. I went to my brother to ask for a loan. I was busted. I hate to beg like a dog for a bone. But I'm busted. My brother said there ain't a thing I can do. My wife and my kids are all down with the flu. And I was just thinking about calling on you. I'm busted. Lord, I'm no thief, but a man can go wrong when he's busted. The food that we can last summer is gone, and I'm busted. Well, the fields are all bare, and the cotton won't grow. Me and my family gotta pack up and go. Where I'll make a living, the Lord only knows, but I'm busted. But you know, the songs were free, and we sang all day in the cotton fields, the popular songs of the day, whatever was going around. But about Sunday, life's evening sun is sinking low. a few more days, and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun, to be a child of God each day. My light must shine along the way. My life on earth is but a span. Each day I'll do the best I can. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. So you can see why that the first record I recorded, wrote and recorded when I got home from the Air Force and started recording, was a song about the South. Hey Porter, would you tell me the time? How much longer will it be to we cross that Mason-Dixon line? When we hit Dixie, would you tell that engineer to ring his bell? Ask everybody that ain't asleep to stand right up and yell. Hey Porter, what time did you say? How much longer will it be till I can see the light of day? When we hit Dixie, will you tell that engineer to slow it down? Better still, just stop the train, cause I'd like to look around. It's getting light outside. This old train is puffing smoke and I have to strain my eyes. But ask that engineer if he will blow his whistle, please. I smell frost on cotton leaves and I feel that southern breeze. Hey Porter, please get my bags for me. I need nobody to tell me now that we're in Tennessee. Go tell that engineer to make that lonesome whistle scream. We're getting close to home, so take it easy on the steam. Hey Porter, please open up the door. When I stop this train, I'm gonna get off first, cause I can't wait no more. Tell that engineer, said thanks a lot, and I didn't mind the fare. Gonna set my feet on southern soil and breathe that southern air. I would like to do a thing I wrote in 1975 after a trip overseas. I've never been overseas, and I didn't come back to this country loving it a whole lot more than when I left here. I'm proud of all the freedoms and the rights we have in this country. Like you got a right to burn your flag if you want to, and I got a right to bear arms so I can shoot you if you try to burn mine, see? I'm not going to sing the Star Spangled Banner because I can't sing it much better than Roseanne. Eh? I walked through a county courthouse square, and on a park bench an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole's kind of leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've come to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night Francis Scott Key sat up watching it writing, Sakin', you see. Got a little rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. It almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. Got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville. Got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she took a bad hit from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low by the time that one was through. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. The Native American Indians, the blacks, yellow, white, all shed red blood for the Stars and Stripes. And in her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused. And the very government for which she stands has been scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing kind of thin. But she's in good shape for the shape she's in, because she's been through the fire before and she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning and we bring her down slowly every night. We don't let her touch the ground and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, because I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag. Weeping willow had a cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard a draw, southern draw. And then I heard my dream went back downstream to Borton and Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you called. St. Louis later on down the river. Operator said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found a trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down the Baton Rouge River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough, dump my blues down in the Gulf. She loves you, Big River, more than me. Yes, I talked to Weeping Willow, how to cry, cry, cry. Showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, Big River. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die. At my door the leaves are falling. A cold wild wind will come. Sweethearts walk by together, and I still miss someone. I go out on a party and look for a little fun, but I find a darkened corner, 'cause I still miss someone. No, I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there. I wonder if she's sorry for leaving what we've begun. There's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone.
John Carter and I wrote the title song to the Water from the Wells of Home album, and then the producer asked him to pick one that he and I could do together. And you know, John Carter's 20 and I'm about twice that old, so he gave a little bit, and did y'all hear me? He gave a little bit and I gave a little bit, and we came up with one for all you.
Well, now they call me the breeze.
I keep blowing down the road.
But I ain't got me nobody, so I don't carry me no load.
There ain't no change in the weather. There ain't no changes in me. There ain't no change in the weather. There ain't no changes in me. I ain't hiding from nobody. Nobody's hiding from me.
I gotta keep moving on.
Georgia beaches makes me feel right at home.
Well, I dig you, Georgia beaches makes me feel right at home.
But I ain't got me no one woman, so I can't stay in Georgia long. John Carter, I'm proud of all the family. You know, the second generation's coming on strong. I'm so proud of Roseanne and Rodney and the big hits and everything they've done in the music business. New star on the horizon with the hit records, Carlene Carter. Y'all watch for her. She's going to be a monster, too. A monster star, I'm talking about. Speaking of songs, Roseanne recorded this song I wrote when she was about six, and I didn't think she was paying attention, but I guess she was. Except that... In a little cabaret in a South Texas border town sat a boy and his guitar, and the people came from miles around, and all the girls from there to Austin were slipping away from home and putting jewelry in hot to take the trip to go and listen to the little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play. Give him his guitar and he'd be happy all the time, and all the girls from 9 to 90 were snapping fingers, tapping toes and begging him don't stop, and hypnotized and fascinated by the little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play. Vanished like the breeze, and they forgot him in the little town, but all the girls still dreamed about him and hung around the cabaret until the doors were locked. And then one day on the hit parade was a little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play. you cowboys now, and cowbells, cowgirls, all right.
That old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged sky and up a cloudy draw. Their hot breath he could feed. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the skies. He saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yo, oh yippee-yi-yo. Ghost ride. Their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught him yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on the horses torch and fire, as they ride on to hear their cry. As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. Save your soul from hell, riding on our range. Cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride. Trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yo, oh yippee-yi-yo.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. Well, that's that she wrote. you big talking man. I'll be waiting in Jackson by my J-Pen.
Well, we got married in the fever.
Yep.
A land of peppers brown. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out.
Thank you very much. He gives me just a minute that I see I have the best time kind of singing along with him. I was reminded a minute ago how long I've been singing with Johnny Cash. I was on my way to the comfort station. I ran up on this little old lady. She was kind of gray-headed and had this little old gold-headed cane, and she was going into the ladies' restroom, and she looked at me and she said, "Oh," said, "is that you, little Junie Carter?" And I said, "Well, yes, ma'am, I think it is." And she said, "Oh, goody, I've been listening to you all my life."
Sit down, Earl.
I didn't realize it had been that long, see? I've been in this business since I was a tiny little bitty girl, kind of got born into it and couldn't help it, but it just caught up with me. See, he's been in it a long time too, but I just kind of paddle along after him and kind of do what he likes for. Oh, I forgot all about you, Johnny. I forgot you were back there. I was talking to my friends here. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I was just in kind of enjoying talking to them. See, I had some good times being married to him, but I had some rough times too. But you knew about that. You do get National Enquirer here, don't you? Do you know that I buy that magazine every week to see what old Johnny's doing? But I don't do like a lot of girls in country and western music. I'm just kind of a good old girl, and I don't have a lot of big hit songs to sing or anything. I just kind of well, sometimes he gives me a couple to sing, because we had a couple of Grammys, and that one we did was one of them. Then we've got another one. It kind of started with a prayer, this one did, because, see, the first day I married him, I had two daughters, and he had four daughters, and that gave me six girls the first day we got married. And then we had prayed that God would give us a boy, and, well, we finally did have a son, and that was, I guess.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
You were a carpenter and I were a lady, I'd marry you anyway, I'd have your baby.
If I were a miller and a mill wheel grindin', would you miss your sparkling stuff and your soft shoes shining?
You were a miller and a mill wheel grinding. Not miss my sparkling stuff or my soft shoes shining.
Save your love through loneliness. Save your love through sorrow.
Gave you my onlyness. Give me your tomorrow. Tinker was my trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the box you made, following behind you.
Well, if I worked my hands in wood, would you still love me?
I'd answer you, yes I would.
Would you not be above me?
Save your love through loneliness. Save your love through sorrow.
Gave you my onlyness. Give me your tomorrow.
Down, 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 down.
Tinker was my trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the pots you made, following behind.
What with that?
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow.
Gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow.
Y'all to know that I'm not what this dress looks like. I never realized it till I got out here. It's just a whole lot of stuff. This is my dress I got in Australia. It's an Australian dress. I got someplace to put my kangaroo in case I ever have a kangaroo anyway. I like this dress. He lets me choose a song that I really enjoy, and this is one of the favorite things that I sing with John, because it's not just a love song. It really is kind of how I feel about life and how I feel about kind of singing these songs, especially the hymns.
I believe my steps are growing wearier each day. Got another journey on my mind. The lures of this old world have ceased to make me want to stay. And my one regret is leaving you behind.
But if it proves to be his will that I am first to cross, and somehow I'm feeling it will be, when it comes your time to travel, likewise don't feel lost. For I will be the first one that you'll see.
And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout. Come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand. Through this life, we labor hard to earn our meager fare. It's brought us trembling hands and failing eyes.
So I'll just rest here on the shore and turn my eyes away. Until you come, then we'll see paradise.
And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand.
Here's a true story for you.
Well, they gave him his orders at Monroe, Virginia. Said, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, it's 097. June put her in the Spencer on time.
Then turned around and said to his victory department, come on, Marco. And when you cross that wide oak mountain, just put on 97 road.
He was going down a grade, making 90 miles an hour, when a whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle and scalded to death by the steam. Oh boy, Kerry Mark.
Thank you.
Steve Logan. Steve Logan, bass demon. W.S. Holland. W.S. been with me 33 years on the drum. Carter sisters out here if they'll come. Helen, Nita, John Carter. Everybody come on out. Let's sing some gospel songs right quick.
Yeah, we'd love to do that.
Oh, you know what? When I was a boy working in the woods and in the fields back home in Arkansas, I loved to listen to gospel music and especially black gospel on the Memphis stations. And one of my favorites was called Gospel Boogie. That's before Pat Boone recorded it and changed the title to Wonderful Time Up There. But I always liked Gospel Boogie. Well now, and it started off like this. Well now,
well now, well now, well now.
Everybody gonna have religion and glory. Everybody gonna be seen the story. Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there. Hey brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning, and you better get your ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there. Well now you listen everybody, cause I'm talking to you. Jesus is the only one to carry you through. Better get you ready, cause I'm telling you why. My Lord is a-coming from his home on high. Going down the valley, going one by one. We're gonna be rewarded for the things we've done. How you gonna feel about the things you say on the judgment day? Let me tell you about it. Everybody gonna have religion and glory. Everybody gonna be singing a story. Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there. Reckoning the coming in the morning. Better get you ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Singing your shout, you'd feel better if you get redeemed. You know, heaven's even better than a miser's dream. Think of the trouble you could save some soul. Show them how to reach a shining goal. You could teach somebody how to find the light. Make the whole thing right. Let me tell you about it. Everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing a story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Reckoning the coming in the morning. Better get you ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. We are called Angel Band. My latest son is sinking fast. The race is almost run. My strongest trials now are past. The triumph has begun. Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snow white wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snow white wings to my immortal home.
I've almost gained my heavenly home. My spirit sound of the wings.
Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snow white wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snow white wings to my immortal home. Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snow white wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snow white wings my immortal home.
Here is a story from the Bible that we know, a story about a miracle that happened long ago. Let's all have courage when temptations we meet. There's somebody watching who'll be strong when we're weak. They wouldn't bend.
They wouldn't
bow.
They would not bow the knees to the idols that
grow. They wouldn't burn.
They were protected by the
fourth man in the fire. They wouldn't bend. They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't burn. Well, the prophet Daniel tells about three men who walked with God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Before the wicked king they stood. Now the king commanded them bound and thrown into the fiery coals that day. But the fire was so hot the men were slain, it forced them on their way. They wouldn't bend.
They held on to the will of God, so we are told.
They wouldn't bow.
They would not bow their knees to the idols they
adored. They wouldn't burn.
They were protected by the
fourth man in the fire. They wouldn't bend. They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't burn. And the three were cast in, and the king rose up to witness their awful fate. He began to tremble at what he saw, and in astonished tones he spake. Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? I believe I see four men unheard, unbound, and walking down there. I see Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and the fiery coals they trod. But the form of the fourth man that I see is like the Son of God. They wouldn't bend. Man in the fire, they wouldn't bend, they wouldn't bow, they wouldn't burn. They held on to the will of God, so we are told. They would not bow the knees to the idols made of gold. They were protected by the fourth man in the fire. They wouldn't bend, they wouldn't bow, they wouldn't burn. They wouldn't bend, they wouldn't bow, they wouldn't burn. Watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine. I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Good night and God bless you. Love you, people.